Good afternoon. Welcome to our last Shack meeting of the year. Today is March 12th, 2026, and it is 4:21. We have Miss Ashley Clark from our Child Nutrition Department here to talk to us a bit about different things, and we have some sampling of some wonderful looking food over there.
Good evening. We're going to start this first part of the meeting for the Menu Advisory Committee. You need food to try, so we're going to pass out empanadas. CB is going to be cheeseburger, and then CE will be chicken enchilada. So we're going to do a two-for-one, so please fill out your form while we talk about the next topic, but just try to let us know if you like it, you don't like it, what you like about it, so you can fill out that survey and turn it into us. That would be really grateful. We'll be grateful for that because these are two potential items for 26-27 menu. I don't have a projector. I don't know where the clicker is. So the second part is really, I'm going to read it to you all. But every year we have to look at our local wellness policy and plan. And I want to add a few things just for justification or just for clarification on our policy on a few things. So I'm going to read that to you all, and then if you are okay with it, I would like to present it to the board so that we can add this. Okay, so right here you see on the screen, this is our approved local wellness policy, and then again, this is a board document, so anything that has to be updated has to be approved by the board. And as of now, it just explains like what the wellness plan is, which is a different plan that every 3 years we look at. Maybe not this last time, but a few of us was on that committee where we saw this. But right here, where I have it highlighted, it's kind of fuzzy, but it says, according to USDA, the school day shall begin at midnight until 30 minutes after the last bell. And why this is important, so when we have administrators or clubs are trying to sell foods that are outside of Smart Snacks, which are not, let's say, like healthy foods. So like if it's a dance at the middle school and they want to sell nachos or anything else like that, they can, because it's outside of a school day. Because administrators will think, oh, a school day is 7:40 to 3:45, right? But that's not what USDA says a school day is, okay? So I want to make sure that there's clarification when there's any questions. And then also, under other school-based activities, I would like to add these three bullet points. The first one says that there's sufficient time shall be allowed for students to eat meals in the lunchroom facilities that are clean, safe, and comfortable, and that the USDA recommends 15 to 20 minutes for breakfast and 18 to 25 minutes for lunch. I think this is important too, just to let people know, hey, this is what USDA is expecting, which most schools we are well over that. The second one says to add in withholding food as punishment. For example, restricting a child's selection of milk at the time, or not allowing a la carte items because of behavioral problems shall be prohibited. That's a real big issue, especially at secondary, mostly middle school. So I want to put this in there because we'll say, hey, you're doing the most right now. You can't get a la carte. And what administrators don't understand is that every year I have to budget, and that's a part of our cost that we are being able to serve kids. So want to throw that in there as well, because, again, that helps us to be able to buy equipment, labor, food, and all the costs that child nutrition takes care of. Number three says that all students should be encouraged to participate in the school meal program, and the identity of students who eat free or reduced price meals should be protected. We are CEP, which means that all our students eat for free, no matter their eligibility, due to the high free that we have in Lake Worth ISD.
I have one question real quick.
Yes.
On number two,
On number one, I know it says 15 to 20 minutes for breakfast. How does that work when they come in at 8:10? You know, when our school day, you know, on breakfast, our school day starts at 8:10.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be more of your, what do you call it? Right. What do the principals call it? Master schedule. So your master schedule, so they have 30 minutes. So, but yeah, but since school has started, then if they're late, they can get them. Yeah, they can go to class, grab a meal and head to class. But they're saying, hey, they have to have this. So they couldn't say, oh, from 7:30 to 7:40 is breakfast. That's not a long, you know, a long enough period. Okay. Absolutely. And so just under this last section, just to, again, I want to make sure that anyone who reads this board policy, that is not just Ashley or Shaq, like just making up the rules, that this is actually from TDA and that Texas Department of Agriculture, and that's who my other boss is too, that we run our programs under, that it says that they shall enforce and diligently monitor schools to ensure compliance with this policy. It says if TDA determines that a school has violated this policy, TDA shall disallow meal reimbursement, which is how we pay our bills, for the day or days on which the violation occurred, and require the school to reimburse the school nutrition account for a disallowed reimbursement. Now, I have been in child nutrition for a little bit, and I was at a school that got audited for, like, vending machines. They had it open during a time it should have been open, and the school had to pay the fine for having their stuff open. So it is a real thing. But, again, I just want to make sure this is more of a clear document, just not, you know, if we had any questions or if I had to present something, that we have it in a board document. So is there any questions on what... Again, I just wanted to make it more clear, and if everybody is okay with it, I would like to present this to the board either in April or May.
Sounds good.
We good? Okay. All right. I will do that. Again, if you didn't have opportunity to try the empanadas, and then I can take your survey, and then that is all I have.
All right, thank y'all for coming. Any questions, anything? All right, it is now 4:30, and we are ending our meeting. Thank y'all.